The text for our sermon this morning comes from the gospel, just read, Mark 13, in particular when Jesus says in verse 32, "But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come." God's grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today we're going to focus on a couple of those words that Jesus said in that verse when he says, only the Father knows. No one knows, not even, Jesus admits, he doesn't even know the last day when he is speaking with the disciples. And it isn't often that when someone is trying to convince you to follow them or to believe them, they admit to ignorance about the very thing they're trying to teach you on. That doesn't build much confidence. There is the saying, don't trust a skinny cook. Never hire a construction worker who has clean tools. Never trust a doctor with good handwriting. And finally, never trust a politician who, well, is a politician. It doesn't generally work out so well when a person admits to ignorance in something they should be an expert in. That's not very convincing. Today, Jesus admits to ignorance concerning the last day, what we would generally call Judgment Day, when he will return and he will execute his judgment one final time, when the wicked will be punished and the faithful, those who stay awake, will be rewarded. We so often want exact knowledge. We want every detail figured out. We want the instructions to be accurate. We want to know what to expect. We want exact knowledge because so often our fallen flesh thinks that knowledge of something is superior to placing faith in someone. When someone says, well, I don't really know, but trust me. Well, it's not really that comforting. If you know, then tell me. If not, I will look to someone else. But we must remember today, in light of our reading, that Jesus is not in the business of strictly relaying information to us so that we don't have to believe in him. In fact, Jesus really is setting himself up for failure. Because all throughout the Gospels, Jesus is always telling us of things that are to come. Jesus, he lays it all on the line. And today he's speaking with such certainty that it would be easy to show that he doesn't know what he's talking about. But yet, Jesus also wants to give us a promise to believe in, because Jesus knows that faith in him is superior even to the most minute details in knowledge. The problem happens is when we want proof of something because, well, we decide that faith isn't enough. And when we think faith isn't enough, what we're really saying is Jesus isn't trustworthy. Jesus today teaches us that in the end times, life will be as it is today. We will live as we've always lived. It will come sudden and unexpected. And he also says it won't be a secret. It will be obvious. So all of these end time prophecy books and movies, all of these things that try to teach this false doctrine of a hidden coming of Christ, they're wrong. We will live as we've always lived. And important to that is the fact that we will be living by faith when Jesus returns. As Adam and Eve lived by faith, as Abraham lived by faith, as Jesus himself today, we learn he lived by faith. Jesus himself did not know every detail because he trusted in his heavenly Father. As all the saints have done in the Scriptures, we rejoice to live by faith as well. That although the world be falling apart around us, that we have every reason to doubt our Lord, we know the word of the Lord endures forever. Today, Jesus says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And it's good for us that Jesus himself lived by faith, because then that means he can save those who do become discouraged. He lived on behalf of those who do sin and who do wonder, is Jesus really in control? We stay awake. We heed Jesus' call to stay awake and not fall asleep by believing Jesus' death and resurrection has assured us that we will be saved on the last day. Only stay awake. It's sometimes controversial, this saying that Jesus makes today. Concerning that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. It becomes controversial because people, they say this. They say, if Jesus is truly God, like the Father, shouldn't he know the last day? And I think this question, I think it mostly comes from our idea of what we would do if we were in control of things. How many of us, if we could claim to be God, how many of us would not like to know the future? Lottery numbers, stock prices, people's reactions to us when they hear something wrong and we wish we could word it a different way. Presidential elections, the list goes on and on. Perhaps even our own day of death. We wonder about Jesus not knowing something. If he's truly God, he should do what I would do. Know every detail of things that are coming. But that's the thing about Jesus being true God, is that God's ways are not our ways. His timing is not our timing. And in the end, God always shows his way turns out his best. So why could Jesus say that the Son doesn't know the last day, and why is that good for us? Well, Jesus, he's shown himself to be true God. There are multiple examples in the Scriptures that sort of push that accusation away, that if Jesus doesn't know the last day, he must not be God. Jesus attested to his divinity in many ways. He did miracles. That's what many people witnessed. And they drew the conclusion that this Jesus must be God. Think of doubting Thomas when he saw Jesus resurrected and the fact that Jesus spoke back to him every word he said when Jesus wasn't present. Thomas saw Jesus then, and what did he say? He said, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus didn't correct him. Then also, Jesus, when he's in the boat with the disciples were scared when the storm rose up, and they yelled at Jesus. They said, "Jesus, don't you care? We're about to die." And Jesus rebuked the storm. When the storm quieted, the seas calmed down, then it says the disciples were exceedingly afraid. They knew they were in the presence of someone who was no mere man, but God. We can make sense of these miracles where Jesus shows his divinity, but also remember the interesting case at Jesus' death. When Jesus died, the sky turned black, the curtain in the temple ripped from top to bottom, there was an earthquake, and the Roman soldier standing there said, "Truly this was the Son of God." Jesus does the most ungodly thing, the most undivine thing, the most human thing, we might say, possible. He dies. And yet the Roman soldier sees something so contrary to what our expectations of what it means to be God, and he confesses the truth. God's ways are not our ways. And when we believe in spite of our doubts, we are blessed. Blessed are those who have not seen yet believe. Jesus didn't always use his divine power when he was walking on earth. We call this his state of humility. That there were times that Jesus didn't use his full power and strength. And the chief example is his death. But also today in our reading, another example of that. That Jesus refused to use his power to know everything because he knows it is more blessed to live by faith. Jesus also refused to use his power to turn the stones into bread when he was tempted by the devil. Jesus trusted his Father to take care of him, even if it meant starving to death. But just because Jesus doesn't use his full power, that doesn't mean he isn't true God. And what about in the Old Testament? Well, the other attestments we have to the full divinity of God being in Jesus. In our Tuesday Bible studies, how many times does God speak through the prophets? He tells the future and it comes true. We know God spoke to his people about 586 BC when Babylon would destroy Jerusalem. God also promised the rebuilding of the temple and it happened. But even more than that, God said, I myself will come and build a temple that will endure to eternity. Of course, he's talking about Jesus. Over and over again, what God speaks came true. The last day, though, Jesus knows it was fine to not know that exact detail. The last day was hidden from him, and he was fine with trusting God, his Father. And to be honest, there are many things to be worried about, even for us. That's one way the devil gets us to fall asleep and lose the faith. To think that God won't sustain our kids, that he won't protect them. To think that the church isn't going to be able to weather the storms of the day. To think that in the future there is no hope. These doubts and worries, these cause us to be lulled to sleep because we think that maybe God himself is asleep. We worry about money. We worry about the future. We hustle and bustle. We try so hard to control so much because we don't want to live by faith. We would rather trust our own strength, that we have every detail figured out, that all the plans are laid out, and we don't need to trust God. We want to do this, we want to do that, we want everything perfect. Well, maybe not perfect, but we want suffering to be minimal and only as much suffering as we're comfortable with. Even now in our age of mass information, we're so afraid of being taken advantage of with misinformation. We have fact checkers. We search and scour every corner of the internet so we know we can be right. Jesus didn't need fact checkers. Jesus had the Word of God. Remember that Jesus, he lived by faith in the goodness of his Father. And my friends, we can do that too. It's okay to be taken advantage of. It's okay to be poked fun at. But what we must do is always stand for the truth. And the truth is willing to die for, to stand up for the truth of God's Word. Jesus trusted in God in the face of his cross. His suffering and in his death, in the midst of this, Jesus says, I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. John 14. Jesus loved and trusted in God above all things as an example for us indeed, but so much more than that. Jesus trusted and lived by faith on our behalf, that He was perfect where we fail, to give us confidence that, yes, the last day comes, and we look forward to that. The author of Hebrews calls Jesus the author and perfecter of our faith. Jesus' righteousness covers all of our sins, especially our sins of doubt and worry, our sins of where we probably should have stood steadfast and we crumbled. Jesus took His cross, even when all the fact checkers said He was wrong. Even when everyone stood up and made fun of Him, even those whom He loved, they said He was an imposter. Jesus allowed Himself to be taken advantage of, because ultimately to suffer as the innocent one, that was our salvation. Jesus didn't need the approval of men, and neither do we. The guilty are declared free by Jesus' death. You are forgiven by the waters of baptism, where God attests to you. In our reading, Jesus continues, and He points out that we should see the signs all around us, reminding us that there will be a last day. There will be a day when worry and stress end. There will be a day when there is no sadness. We do not need to worry. However, Jesus also says, stay vigilant in the faith. Stay awake. Three times in our reading today, Jesus says, stay awake. Staying awake means doing good deeds, showing love for a neighbor, even if we suffer for it. Loving our neighbors, praying for those who persecute us, staying awake means repenting of your sins to God and to one another. Staying awake means coming to church to hear God's word, and yes, studying His word. Staying awake means receiving Jesus' body and blood with faith in these words given and shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Jesus died and was raised to convince you and me, to show us that He can be trusted. He is in control, and He will never leave us nor forsake us. He's made your salvation sure. Never trust a God who hasn't died and been raised from the dead. Stay awake. For God knows the last day, and He will keep you until that day, until all eternity. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.